back to a point that I have been hearing all week. Walking worthy. It says to seek that which is above. If you look at Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2, well, last part of, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And before it says, let us run the race with patience. So if we are looking unto him, it is another step in the great, how to put this simply, the big, I'm trying to come up with the right word here. There's a big set of things that we can do that help us walk worthy. It's another little piece of that puzzle of walking worthy.
I just want to add maybe a thought that I've had. A word that really describes what God desires in all dispensation, from the garden through the children of Israel and in now the church age and to continue on. And that's God desires response. And that really will guide us in our life as we go on, to give him that preeminent place that we had in chapter 1. Yes, the children of Israel had a law, but that was only to make them realize that they were nothing in themselves. God desired a response, and he desires our response too.
I'm looking at the clock, and we have 20 till, and we want to get through verses 14, and we need to just try to help one another move the exercise forward, okay? Or we'll still be sitting here at 11:20, and we'll be on verse 4. So what we're telling you is there's much to gain when you go home. I've heard this statement before, and I'll bet you've heard it too, that he's so heavenly minded, he's no earthly good. I want you to take that statement and throw it out. It's not worth the paper that it's written on. I want to tell you that the way we will be useful to the Lord here upon the earth is to be occupied with this man that is in the glory. It doesn't make us so, and I'm going to play the role of Emil here. He's not speaking about not getting an education. He's not speaking about not being diligent in our work, doing the things that we should do as individuals. But he is saying that when I'm occupied with Christ, the focus that I have is entirely different than I would be if, in fact, I'm just occupied with the things of the earth. What is the world that I'm looking to? Where am I going? Well, what does he say here? He says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. Now, that's not his coming in his rapture. That's not the Lord coming secretly to take us out of this world. But that's the Lord coming back to this world with you and I with him. Oh, what a wonderful thought, he says. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. That's the day that we look forward to. We live our lives here, occupied with the man that's coming back. We're here for his interest, for his glory. So that's going to lead us now into this matter that we have in 5 and 6 and 7. What about the members that we have? What about the old man? What about the results of the fall in you and I? You know, there's one thing that we're all common in this room. We all have a fallen nature that we received when Adam fell. John said last night, in Adam, we all die. That man is untrustworthy. He can't do anything right. He hates God. He is not subject to God. He's not subject to the word of God. And that's the skeleton that is in the closet of each one of us. Now, what does he say about this person? Mortify, therefore, put to death. That's really the thought. Put to death your members which are upon the earth. And then he begins to name things. And you might say, well, those things are not true of me as a Christian. I say, I hope not. I hope they're not true of any of us. They shouldn't be named among us. But we have 1 Corinthians 5 in our Bible. So the enemy does come in. He does get advantage, you see. He says, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children. John had this last night for us, the children of disobedience. There was once a life that is no longer to be the focus and the principle of our lives here.
Excellent.
So we have a twofold charge in the first few verses. We're not only told, I don't want to go back, Chuck, sorry, but we're not only told to seek the things that are above. And that word seek, I was looking at it as well when John was commenting on it. And the Greek word implies a desire. Not only just a looking, not only just a turning to, but a desire for, as well, as we mentioned. But we have a twofold charge. To seek, and then to put to death. Right? So we're not only supposed to be occupied with Christ, with the things of Christ, and with and we're not only supposed to be delighting in Him, but we're also supposed to be actively putting to death or mortifying what is earthly in you, as the ESV says. And just one thing for practicality, for us young people, it's very important to be really aware of your flesh, to be really aware of this old man that is constantly desiring what it wants, and it's sometimes without you even noticing it. Subconsciously, you put yourself in situations that would cause a way for sin, and this is even that needs to be put to death. That way of the old man needs to be put to death. And a quote from a Puritan who I really appreciate concerning this topic, John Owen. He says, "Be killing sin, or sin will be killing you." And it's true. And when we just let it last, and when we just let it linger, and we do not actively put to death what is earthly within us, it'll take us down the wrong path very quickly.
Yeah, I think we have a progression here. We start with seeking Christ above, with being consumed with what He is. And as a result, we have, as we've just seen, the putting to death of our members. I'd like to keep this going forward, because when we put to death the things that are bad in us, it doesn't leave a vacuum. There are other things to fill it, and they're in verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. I think perhaps we should be more focused on what we should be becoming than what we were, because that is dead.